We know that the Hunter has a very rich military history, whether it be the Army, whether it be the Navy, and that's exactly what we're talking about this morning. There is a memorial service happening this Saturday for Merchant Navy. It's happening right in the centre of Newcastle. Talking with us about that is Peter Morris from the Merchant Navy Memorial Committee. Good morning, Peter. Thank you for your time. What exactly will be commemorated on Saturday?
Saturday's our annual memorial service for merchant mariners lost in time of war. During the war, little was reported about the role that the merchant marine played. And it was the merchant marine that kept the supply lines open, that brought the supplies. In Newcastle's case, we brought in 13 million tonnes of iron ore on limestone during the war. Newcastle was the centre of heavy armaments and munitions.
That is massive. Now, this, of course, you're talking at the moment, the Second World War, Peter. There was censorship in place at the time, which sort of didn't mean a lot of the information didn't get out. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay, so
the reporting would be of a vessel being sunk. No name, no location, no nothing. Those that knew the families here, their loved ones here, and quite a lot of the crews came from Newcastle.
That would have been tough at the time, because you could now, Peter, I guess, with all the information that's at our fingertips now, you find things out pretty quickly, but you would be just hearing that a ship was lost, and for quite a while, people wouldn't have known if it was their loved ones that were on board or not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those are sacrifices made by the families as well as the seafarers themselves, and it's only long after the war's over that the information that is available, and the role of the merchant marine, regular Navy and Merchant Navy need each other in time of war.
Now,
to work as a team.
For sure. Now, with all of that in mind, the service that's happening on Saturday, a 11:15, commemorating the loss of life during times of war, it's happening at the foreshore across from the railway station, but there is another significant event that's part of that, which will be the significance of the SS Iron Chieftain. Now, can you tell us about the connection of that ship and the time that this service is happening?
Service is, as you've said, 11:15, but we say 11 o'clock for 11:15 to get things underway. It's at the Merchant Mariners Memorial, which is a beautiful memorial just on the foreshore, just a little west of the Customs House. That's where it's at. And it's a public service. I mean, everybody is welcome. Anybody who has anything to do with the sea or anything, have any connections with their relatives, families during World War II, you're most welcome to come along.
And I guess, Peter, as well, those who just have a genuine interest in some of the Hunter's history will certainly get a good dose of it on Saturday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, on Saturday, what we want to touch upon is what young people thought. There have been young fellows, 15, 16, 17, went to sea, went to war. What would they think about that today? Were they here? So we'll have two very good speakers from the Hunter School of Performing Arts, two speakers from Swansea High School, and those schools participate each year in the service. And then we'll have our first wreath will be laid by a fellow who was a young man of 16 when he went to war in 1942, and 75 years later he's back. So the significance of Saturday is it's the 75th anniversary of the sinking of the Iron Chieftain, which was the first merchant ship sunk by Japanese submarines off the east coast of Australia in World War II. The war came to our beaches.
And this exact time on Saturday is the exact time those years ago that ship went through Newcastle as well. Peter, it will be a very moving service on Saturday. Thank you for sharing a little bit of that with us this morning. The Merchant Navy Memorial Saturday, right in the heart of Newcastle on the foreshore at 11:15. 2NURFM 103.7.